Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right. I wasn't expecting to lead it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back.
Oh, my God. Brady. I was just getting ready to welcome everybody.
Yeah. I actually can't stick around, Granny. I just wanted to call in for a couple minutes and talk about tonight's In the Room, but I appreciate so much you guys holding up the fort for me while I'm away this week.
Well, you know, you jumped in and helped out a lot, you know, when I was gone the last couple of weeks. So, you know, welcome to the morning after. And we're going to, you know, of course, Brady's on with us for a short time. Rat Boy, we'll get with you here in a minute. Hopefully, Stroll call in. So I'm going to let Brady do his thing since he's got to skedaddle out of here.
I do got a skedaddle, Granny. Yeah, as Rat Boy knows, the beach is calling, so I...
Beach bomb.
I was
the
just,
beach is calling. It's saying, Brady!
Oh, I know. I love the beach. I just wanted to really quick just remind everybody that what a great week of wrestling we've had, you know, between SmackDown, NXT TakeOver, AEW, SummerSlam, Raw, my God, what a bad week for me, Granny, because I usually watch wrestling while I'm doing work, you know, and when you're not doing work and you're staying out all day and you get home at 11 o'clock at night and you got to be up early to do the next thing the next day because you're on vacation, it's like, it doesn't leave a lot of time to catch up on wrestling, but from what I've seen, everything has been really good and I'm excited and it'll be really great to talk about everything tonight on In the Room. And I also wanted to mention, before I got off the air as well, that tonight we're going to have a very special guest on the show. Some of you probably know him. Others may not. But he is one of the young lions of Ring of Honor. His name is Vinny Pacifico. Vinny, part of Ring of Honor and a lot of the independents in the area. So it'll be really cool to talk to him. He's somebody that I think we're going to see on TV in a couple of years if you're not already seeing him on Ring of Honor. So... I'm excited, Granny. It should be good.
Brady, I got to share something with you real quick. Right. You know, yep. You know that picture that John LeClair, you know, changed of me into, you know, Granny Hollywood Hulkster. You know, Anthony still teases me about that, and he says, "Your name's Granny Hollywood Hulkster." I said, "No, it's not." And he says, "Now, that's not what, according to Brady and John, is saying." I said, "Well, Brady doesn't know what he's talking about." So how'd you like the pictures of my sweet Brady that I let you guys look at when I was on vacation when I was at the conference last week? I wasn't on vacation, but when I was at the conference last week.
It was pretty nice. You notice I didn't show you the picture of where I'm sleeping, Granny. It looks like a rat's nest.
Oh, come on now. Don't put my name into that.
No, that was great, Granny. I'm glad that you had a nice, refreshing break, and it certainly is great to
well, it wasn't very much of a break. I was busy the whole time, but I was, you know,
like a workcation.
Backing at it. Yeah, workcation. That's right. I'm trying to recuperate, catch up on my sleep now. Now that my year as Deputy Grand Regent is over, now I'm a State Committee Chairman for the Heart of the Community. So now
okay.
that we're joint, they appointed new committee chairman and stuff. So now I'm chairman of one committee, and I'm co-chairman of another committee with one of my friends. So, you know, never ending work is never done.
Mm-hmm.
But I like
that's
the heart
great,
of the community
though. You keep
thing
busy.
Because I like to help with fundraisers and stuff, and that's what we do. Is like we help Ronald McDonald House, we help animal shelters out, you know, and we give them, you know, monetary donations, gift cards, and let them buy what they need, you know, to help their. Now, like this, I've already got a organization in mind for February, and then we do they do snack pack programs for the kids here in Northwest Arkansas where I live.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Samaritan Community Center, and they do backpack things for the kids for school supplies and stuff. But every Friday, they take Walmart bags, and they have 8 or 9 snack items in each Walmart bag, and they hand out, they distribute 6,000 snack packs a week at the local schools for these kids that may not get a really good meal over the weekend, you know, helping kids from being hungry all the time.
That's great, Granny.
Snack packs a week.
That's great. I was always saying, DOC Nation, I wish we did more with our platform because we could really do a lot of good in the world, I think, with everybody that we reach. But that's definitely inspiring. Congratulations on all your great work.
Well, thanks.
With that said, and I do got to get out of here, guys, let you guys talk the wrestling. I know Ratboy is probably itching to talk all about everything that he saw this weekend. So I'm going to let you guys go. But if you missed it, be sure to check out SummerSlam for sure. It's crazy the way fans are able to put like Chris Benoit or Pikachu or like messages like fire this wrestler or like in some bad cases we
yep.
even saw like
yep.
KKK rally stuff on there. It's horrible, but WWE with the freedom of expression, I'm assuming they're going to crack down on some of the more hateful messages, but it's such a tough thing. You know, you give fans an inch, Granny, and they're going to take a mile every time, unfortunately.
That's right.
That's
right.
But you know what? It was great to see the fan interactions again, and hopefully WWE finds a way to do it in a way that doesn't prove hurtful to some people. And I'll leave it at that.
Well,
but you guys have
I know last night they showed a guy, okay, with a picture pulling up a flag. If you look on the right hand of him, all right, they had double on him holding up the flag. It was the same person.
They had who?
So somebody from the UK had a flag, and they were waving it, and if you look from the far right in another screen, the same person.
Oh, okay.
They had double people up there.
I got you. Yeah, well, I think that they're still working out the kinks. Listen, I got to go, guys, but have a great show. Ratboy, talk all the wrestling. Granny, thank you for your help. Hopefully, Stro will be on very shortly. And I will try and check in tomorrow if I can as well. Everybody have a great day,
tonight,
and I'll talk to you guys tonight on In the Room.
See you tonight, Brady.
Hey, Brady.
On this show.
Don't get burnt on the beach.
Good morning, Stro. How are you?
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, I saw a Ratboy posted Chris Benoit's photo in the chat box.
Yeah,
there.
Brady was on with us momentarily for a short time before he headed out to the beach, I guess, so.
Oh, yeah. You see the one where the guy falls asleep in the audience?
Yeah.
He falls asleep in bed? Oh, my God. This is hysterical.
I know before the show happened last night, McMahon arrived there around 7 o'clock. He took the strip and ripped it all up. Because he said he got went with a different plan for some reason. And that was messed up, you know. He ripped up the strip.
He's the boss. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, he can rip a bunch of strips if he wants to.
This is the first time I seen it and read it. He tore it up because I'm not going for this stuff. You know what? You're fired.
But he should always keep Lee, right? They changed his music, his gear, everything with Keith Lee.
No, put it this way. It was a great show. I loved every from the beginning, from the end. You know, Keith Lee's in the WWE now. You know, he's a top dog now. Now I can see how WrestleMania is going to be now, okay, with Keith Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Lee might be the new champion.
Speaking of big dogs, I guess they announced a three-way for the Universal title and Payback this weekend with Roman Reigns, The Fiend, and Braun Strowman for the title.
Yeah, and guess what? Maybe Otis will come and get that belt. Take that belt. Maybe Friday night we take the belt off the Fiend, and guess what? What the wrestling for?
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
We'll see.
Because what is that? If you look at it, you got three top dogs in SmackDown. Give it to the underdog, Otis. And see what Otis could run with it for a while. And have these three wrestle it out all the way up to WrestleMania.
Well,
that would be a good thing, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking unlikely combos, looks like it's going to be Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax taking on Sasha and Bayley for the tag titles this coming weekend on Payback. Who would have thought those two would have got together?
I can't wait to, you know, Payback is looking good too, you know, with all those good matches. Keith Lee against Randy Orton again. Oh, man, I can't wait to see that one. I'm a Keith Lee fan because I like him a lot. You know, that time he got pushed up to the main roster there.
Did Brady announce who was going to be the guest tonight on In the Room?
Yeah, he did. I forgot his name.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Looking forward to In the Room tonight. This should be always a lot of fun on In the Room.
And they had the Fatal 4-Way last night.
Yeah.
For the 24/7 belt. Tawala is our new, is the 24/7 champ. But I give credit to R-Truth because this is his 38th time having the belt. He was trying to go for his 39 last night. I'm keeping records.
Speaking of first times, Dominic got to main event Raw last night with Ray, with Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, Dominic, they got pretty good together.
They got beat up by those guys that look like ninjas, whoever they're called.
Yeah,
the hooded people.
The hooded gang. Yeah.
And did you notice when they were standing on the ring? When they were standing on the ring, all six of them, there were three guys and three girls.
You think so?
And you know what they're saying? Their rumors are saying that Roman Reigns is the head of that Retribution.
Wouldn't that be something?
I hope not.
Mm.
No.
He looks scary. Have you seen Roman? from the last this weekend. I mean, he looks like terrifying. I mean, he looks mean.
Mean.
Yeah.
I'm getting somebody else that is behind this whole group. I'm going to say Michael Cole is behind it.
Michael Cole?
I highly doubt it.
I don't think so, Rat Boy. unless he's the man behind the curtain and he's having a bunch of other people do a bunch of dirty work, but you know,
yeah.
But actually, him actually out there in one of those underneath one of those hoods, I don't think that's true. But of course, he could be the man behind the curtain. Who knows?
You never know who it could be. You know.
As long as it's not the anonymous general manager.
It could be CM Punk and AJ Lee.
As long as it's not the anonymous general manager, I'm good. The computer.
Yeah.
That was so annoying. Oh, my God.
That was annoying. That was ridiculous. So.
And how about Aleister Black came back with one eye?
He never left.
Yeah, he took out Kevin. He took out Kevin Owens last night. I mean,
yeah, I know. But the match that I really liked, okay, Apollo Crews against Bobby Lashley in an arm wrestling contest. Apollo Crews done something great, and I
really?
Love that
you
move,
like that?
And I'm going to try
like
it
that?
Out.
No,
I love that. Apollo Crews done that?
I didn't. I didn't like it at all.
I liked
it
a lot when Apollo Crews stepped on his foot and he went down. It was it. It was over.
Do you really believe that? I mean, look at Bobby Lashley. He's like a piece of granite. You really think
if you step on his foot and when he goes ouch, he's going to go down anyway.
Yeah, right. Try doing that to Bobby, Rat Boy, and see what happens.
I'm gonna try it on somebody.
Rat Boy, if you were brave enough to do that to Bobby Lashley, you're absolutely nuts. That's all I got to say.
Yes. So you know Bobby Lashley, in a match with Bobby Lashley.
Hey, I talked some pretty good smack, but even Granny's not stupid enough to do something to try to do something to Bobby Lashley. I would get hurt.
To me, I go out there and I smell of fear, but I'm not fear at all.
I just attack
them. That's all I do. Just attack them.
No, you wouldn't, Rat Boy.
Hey,
if I get hurt or not, but at least I've done something.
So I don't know if you heard this or not, but you know the picture that John LeClaire kind of photoshopped of me, you know, to turn me into Granny Hollywood Hulkster, you know. Anthony keeps saying
yeah.
That's my new name. And I said,
no, it's not.
He says, not according to Brady and John, it's not. And I said, well, Brady don't know what he's talking about. That's just wrong. Brady don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, Rat Boy, did you talk them into doing that to Granny? Making him Hollywood?
No.
That was all Brady's idea. That was all Brady. Ain't gonna happen, people.
Let's talk about Drew McIntyre. I think he's is going to be gone for a while.
Hopefully not too long.
Now they said he may have a career-ending injury. I haven't read up on that, so I've got to read up on that. See what that's all about.
Goodness. Well,
yeah,
they may hold the title. They may hold the title up if that's the case, you know, because he's the champ. We'll see.
we find out in weeks to come, or we could find out on Payback this Sunday if he shows up or not.
The fact that he got up from, like, what, 3 punt kicks?
Yeah.
He's a hard head.
Yeah, but I didn't like one bit when they said, oh, we're going to give you an update on him and all, when the ambulance was pulling out. And after that, that was it. Supposed to give us an update, but they never gave us an update.
Oh, Rat Boy, you're just upset because he didn't pull a Fiend. We backed the ambulance up and come out. Oh, God.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to come out of the ambulance.
Oh, jeez.
That would be something if he were to pull out one.
Hey, I'm
not going nowhere.
Okay, well, guys, of course, tonight we've got Shelly Martinez live at 5 Eastern time. We've got In the Ring at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brady announced who his guest was going to be. That's why he came on momentarily with us for a short time, fans. Stro, what else do you want to plug? I know you got stuff you can plug too, my friend.
I got to say.
Well, after I get my hearing back from Rat Boy, go ahead.
Really? Go ahead, Rat Boy, really quick.
Okay. Zach's trying to deal with TNT because he wants to fight Cody Rhodes. The Shaq, the basketball player. Oh, man.
Oh. Interesting.
Ain't that
well, go ahead and plug with you.
I'm leaving it like that.
If you would.
Okay. Thursday, WCW Retro, 19 Eastern Standard Time. As far as I know, it's going to be another open forum night. They've been really successful the last couple of weeks. David Arquette called in 2 weeks ago along with Tim Horner, and last week we had LA Tank call in. And so I'm going to kind of continue it on to see what happens. It's been a lot of fun, so we may get a few more surprise guests, so please tune in.
Okay, and of course, fans, check out VOC Nation, check out the ProWrestlingTees.com, check out all the wonderful merchandise. You can, you know, do your advertising with VOC Nation for as little as $25 a week. Just go back and check out the amazing shows that we have. Guys, I think that's going to do it for today's show, really. I don't think we have anything else
that
we need to talk about. So hopefully everybody, you know, y'all, everybody stay safe and be good to each other and take care of each other. And I guess we'll just talk to everybody tomorrow on the morning after. Everybody have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye,
thanks,
everybody.
For calling in.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger.
Bye-bye.
You're listening
Bye.
To the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in. Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.